Welcome to the Motivational Medium Podcast. I'm Anne-Marie Lord, a psychic medium, author, and the founder of the Motivational Medium Academy. On this podcast, we'll explore intriguing topics such as mediumship, psychic abilities, and the amazing idea that we all have intuition within us. Whether you're a believer, skeptic, or somewhere in between, get ready to unlock your extraordinary potential as we discover the supernatural world together. If you want your questions featured on the show, be sure to join my tribe by subscribing to my newsletter at annemarielord.com. Let's go. Hello, my friends. Welcome. I just wanted to talk to you today a little bit about manifesting the life that you want to have, or the relationship or business or car or health, whatever it is that you want to manifest into your life. I want to talk to you a little bit about why some people can do this and why some people struggle to do this, and how we have choices and how we can choose to live life a little bit differently. So let me introduce you to this manifestation. What is manifestation? Manifestation is all about making something real. So bringing it into your life and making it real. That's all it means when people talk about manifestation. It just means making it real. So why do sometimes we struggle to make things real? Why do we struggle to manifest things into our lives? And a lot of the time, it's a few reasons really, but a lot of the times it could be because we don't actually believe we deserve it. Could be one. Another one could be we don't actually believe we can do it. That's another one. And another belief is we look at our past and we look at what we've achieved so far. And if we haven't achieved this success, say for instance in relationships, then we honestly don't believe that our future will hold a decent relationship for us. Now, many people come to my office and they say to me, you know, am I going to meet the man or the woman of my dreams? And am I going to create my own business? Am I going to have an amazing career? Am I going to create the health that I desire? And obviously, the answer to every single one of these, in short, is yes, you can. However, there are changes to be made. Now, if you've ever been to see me for a reading, I always say that I will not only see where you're going, but I will actually help you get there, you know, through all the changes that I can see that we need to make. So the energy changes, the positive actions, really, that can help you achieve all of these things within your life. So say we take someone coming to see me and they're talking about, you know, am I going to meet the man or the woman of my dreams? If you're only going by your past experiences and you don't change anything, then obviously the people that you're going to bring in are just going to be the same people, just with a different name, you know? So you've got to take this onus for this, and you've got to take this responsibility. Now, this is a trigger for a lot of people because they say, well, I didn't do nothing wrong. That person went and had an affair, or that person left me, or whatever. Take responsibility. You were in this relationship too. Now, this is a big trigger for people, but if we don't take responsibility, or if we don't look at this through different eyes, we're going to stay in the same place and we're going to repeat the same pattern. So what I mean by this is look back, but look back with not emotional eyes. Look back with learning eyes. You know, what was I like within that relationship? Was I fully committed to that relationship? Did I show up fully? The answer to all these questions could still be yeah, but there will be a learning in there. And there will be a change. Now, you've got to be honest with yourself. You know, we all have to be honest when we want changes. Like some of you know that recently at the beginning of the year, I was really, really sick. And I said, you know, well, I don't really drink that much. And, you know, I don't really eat that many sweet things. And, you know, I live quite a healthy life. Now, for me to make them changes, I honestly had to look back and see the things I was doing that weren't benefiting me. Now, you'll notice I didn't use the word wrong, because I believe that nothing is wrong. Everything is a learning curve. And when we use the word wrong, it gives us an opportunity to beat ourselves up and blame ourselves. I don't want you to do that, because no one is to blame. You are not to blame. And if you blame yourself, that brings in another low vibration of guilt, which will keep you in the same perpetual pattern. So when I decided to look back at this and think, okay, maybe I drank a little bit too much red wine, but then we want to rationalize it and think, well, I didn't drink as much as such and such. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It was not the right thing to do for me. Yeah. So I don't want to go in a different direction here, but I want you to be honest. You know, is this something you want to take out of your life and notice the difference? Then you need to start small. Now, I want you to go back a little bit to the beginning of this podcast. We talked about manifestation. Manifestation, as I say, is making something real. Now, what we have to do to make this real is we have to hire our vibrational energy. It's the law. It's no getting around it. If we come from a place of beating ourselves up and guilt, our vibrational energy is not high. It stays at a low energy, and that low energy will bring you in the same business opportunities, the same health, the same relationships, the same wealth. So we have to make small changes. So how do we do that? We find a why. Now, my why when I was sick, my why was, you know, my health was really quite bad at the beginning of the year. I got quite sick. And one of the things I thought about was when I was in the hospital and everything was going quite wrong, one of the things that hit my mind was I remember thinking about my auntie who passed when she was 50 and my mum who passed when she was 47. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, wow. Is this going to be me? I'm 57 years of age, and is this going to be me? And then I thought about my kids, my grandkids, but one of the main people I thought about was my husband. And I see lots of people in my office, people who come to see me to connect with their loved ones in spirit. And I know the pain that I see every day. And don't forget, I was palliative care nurse for over 12 years. And I seen that pain every single day. And that's what I thought, if I've got the opportunity to change this, you know, we've all got things that are going to happen in life, every single one of us. But if we try to take a little bit of control on the things that we can control, then we get change. So I went all out, and I'm not telling you to go all out. I want you to bring in little changes. My changes was to do with diet and obviously alcohol. I don't drink anymore. But my changes were big and drastic because I had a big and drastic event that happened. Now you decide whether this is a big and drastic enough event for you. Find your why. And remember, we do more for other people than we'll ever do for ourselves. So your why has got to include somebody else. And that's when you make the big change. What do you want? Decide what do you want, how you're going to get it, what you're going to exchange. Now, I want health. How I'm going to get it is I'm going to change my diet. And what I did was I changed my diet. I wasn't looking, as I say in my book, I'm not looking to get into the little black cocktail number. You know, I want to change my health. Now, this is going to be an ongoing thing because the illness that I was diagnosed with is an ongoing thing. So my health and my diet isn't just a diet that I'm going to go on for maybe 12 months to go on holiday to fit into a bikini. This is going to be my diet or my change, my lifestyle for the rest of my life. So how does that fit in to manifesting my dreams? Well, my dreams, I want to manifest my dream as in a healthy lifestyle. And I'm starting to feel well again, which creates a momentum. I'm starting to have more energy, which creates another momentum. I'm starting to be able to do more days in work. I'm starting to be able to show up and do more things with my family, which creates another momentum, which creates and manifests your goals and your dreams. So let's bring it back again. So do you want to meet the person of your dreams? What do you have to change? Be honest. Don't try and paint over the cracks. Be honest. What do you have to change? And then bring in small little changes to manifest that. Now, if you think, hold on, I'm always going for the same guy or the same woman or the same person, then what is it that we have to change within ourselves to make us not do that? Is it go for something different? Yeah, easily said than done, when you've always gone for the same person. Maybe then we need to look inside ourselves and ask ourselves, what am I trying to get from outside that will fix me or that will enhance me? Because you're not about being fixed or enhanced. You can actually do that yourself. So if you've gone and always picked the same person, then maybe stop for a second. Maybe look within and think, okay, the next 6 months, I'm going to take out and I'm going to work on me and find that self-love, find that self-power. My friend, this is a choice. We all have choices. Choose what you want to do. Choose what you want to bring out of yourself. What do you want to bring into your life? Not to fix you. Not to make you the person that you are. What do you want to bring into your life? Do you want to bring that beautiful person in that balances you? So you can bring enough into their life that they can bring into yours. You don't have to be the one who brings everything into this relationship, because the balance then, my friend, is off. You need someone in your life that you both balance each other. And then if that means stepping back and looking at what you're worth, manifesting that beautiful energy within yourself, because a higher energy vibration will bring in a higher vibrational person, career, business opportunities, health, wealth, and happiness. Yeah? You've got to make the changes within you that you feel, if you're honest with yourself, that need a little bit of tweaking. So if we look at in business, how do we do that? Again, is the balance off. Think about what law of attraction is. Attraction. It's not about push. It's about bringing people in. It's about showing up as you. If you show up as you and bring in 100,000% of who you are, who loves what you do, then the rest will happen. The law of attraction will happen. You show up as you. Focus on what you love to do, what you love to serve, how you love to spread the word, how you love to show that energy out there, whatever it is that you do within your business. Then keep doing that 100% and the law of attraction will happen. Manifesting your dreams, manifesting the business that you want, manifesting the health that you want, manifesting the person within your life that you want to attract. So let's wrap this up. What do we need to do? First of all, we need to be honest. We look back with not emotional eyes. We look back with learning eyes. What was I like? And be honest. And then decide to make the choices. You know, people say, like at the moment, and I, you know, if you've read my book, I say everything is just for now. Just for now. Because we don't have the future and we don't have the past. All we have is just for now because we're omnipresent. If you think of where you are right this very second now, that's all you've got. You don't have the future, you don't have the past. And that's why we worry, because we think too much about the future and we focus too much on the past. That brings our anxieties in and that brings our worries in. But if we learn to focus on the right now, then that's where things change. So if we focus on the now, you know, for my health, I've gone gluten-free, sugar-free, dairy-free, caffeine-free. Caffeine wasn't hard, actually, because I don't like coffee. But, you know, making some changes, alcohol-free. But people say to me, my friends are all saying to me, so how long's this going to last? And I always say, just for now. Just for now. Make them changes just for now. Because if I said to someone, oh, I'm never going to drink again, I'm never going to eat bread again, I'm never going to do this again, or have sugar again, or chocolate again, I set myself up for failure. Because then I start worrying, what if I can't do that? What if I'm in a situation and I really fancy a glass of red wine and I actually drink red wine and then, oh my God, I've let myself down. So just think of all the changes that you're going to make or that one simple change you're going to make at the moment and repeat after me. It's just for now. Because all we have is just for now. And then we just keep going. Just for now. And you'll lift that vibration. You'll show up in whatever you do, life, relationships, your business, your career. Choose one that comes to the forefront of your mind when we're having this conversation. What is it? Don't look to the past because the past hasn't served you unless you look with learning eyes. Don't look to the future because that's a bit scary because you might let yourself down. All you've got is for now and decide to make them changes. Them changes will lift your vibration and you can go forward. Don't get involved in conversations on social media. Don't get involved in the ways of the world. Things happen around us which are awful in some situations, really awful. Try not get involved, you know. Turn off the news. This is about you raising your vibrational energy. Now, I'm saying getting involved in the news. People say, well, you know, you bury your head in the sand. No, I don't. If I got involved in the news, that would make my vibration lower. And the energy that I put out then to the universe would be lower. Now, an accumulation of this is thousands and millions of people putting out to the energy, to the universe, low vibrational energy. But imagine if you switch off the news, your vibrational energy, and you focus on your life, your vibrational energy will change. Isn't that better to put that high vibration out into the universe? And imagine all the millions of people putting that high vibration out into the universe. Look at what you have on your social media. Are you in a group that is always quite negative? Then delete the group, you know? Make the changes, my friend, and you will see changes within your health, wealth, relationships, career, and business. You've got control over this. You choose. And if you find yourself saying, well, I haven't got control over this, then make the changes to make sure you have. It's not easy. That's why many people don't make the changes. I'm not saying it's easy. It's not. It's hard. But it is so, so worth it. And if we chunk it down and make small changes every single day, they turn into big changes. I've loved talking this with you today. Please make the changes. If you want to jump on my Facebook group, it's Anne-Marie Lord Motivational Medium. I will be doing lots of teachings in there, little intuitive guidances in there. So jump on the Facebook page. It's the only place that you'll see me show up live. And it's Anne-Marie Lord Motivational Medium. Jump in the group, like the group, and yeah, and I'll let you in. And it's the only place, as I say, I'll be doing all my lives in there. So it's the only place you'll find me doing the lives, doing the teachings, doing a few readings, things like that. But yeah, this is worth the effort. This is worth the change. Have the most beautiful day, and I'll talk to you again soon. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this show. It's important to note that while I'm here to inspire, encourage, and guide you, I'm not a psychologist, psychiatrist, or a doctor. Join me again in 2 weeks for more captivating revelations on the supernatural. Remember to be in with a chance to have your questions answered on the podcast. Subscribe to my newsletter at amrielord.com. Stay in the tribe to vibe. I appreciate you guys. See you next time.